Wonderland, the first fic in the series Becoming a Universe Within by Choose to Live, read by Padaka. Summary. When Chris auditioned for Idol, Katie never dreamed he'd make it to the top 13, much less be crowned the winner. But if she was unprepared for that, it was nothing compared to meeting Adam. Author's notes. A huge thank you to Love to Severus, who didn't get mad when I took a leave of absence from our fandom, didn't make fun when I confessed my obsession with Kratom, overcame her dislike of RPF to beta for me, has been my right hand for writing, and my fellow Adam fangirl. You rock my world. Every time Katie stepped on a plane to Los Angeles, she felt like she was going down the rabbit hole, away from Arkansas and into a world where the city pulsed with a strange energy, where everything felt intense and foreign. The six-lane freeways full of cars weaving and squeezing into impossible spaces. The jumble of buildings, modern, next to run down. The signage changing language as the blocks rolled by. There was the sensory overload of the Sunset Strip and the tall buildings that doubled as billboards, each competing for attention to herald the latest movies and trends. It was a city obsessed with itself, with its industry, with the business of creating celebrity, with lights and glamour and fashion and fun. It was overwhelming, and when Katie initially found herself swallowed up in it, she felt tiny and insignificant. That changed. The first time Katie met Adam, she was intrigued. He was almost a personification of Los Angeles, she thought. A concentration of the drama and flair, packed to exploding in one tall, dark, and handsome package. Yet he was open and friendly, with a ruddy laugh, and she felt her unease with the surreal circumstances begin to melt away. In those first couple of weeks, it was hard to see anything beyond the excitement of Chris in the top 13. It didn't matter who was on stage at any given moment. Katie's eyes were on Chris, butterflies churning, anxious, excited in her stomach, waiting for his turn. Barely able to contain her pride and joy when he performed, her husband, her love, displaying his talents before the world and winning them over. It wasn't until the third or fourth week that she really began to notice Adam. Oh, she'd paid cursory attention before. He was Chris's roommate, and his name came up most frequently in their conversations. But once the show had taken on a kind of routine, as much as American Idol could be routine, she began seeing people beyond Chris. Adam, she realized as he sang Tracks of My Tears, was electric. There was a passion to him, an irresistible pull, a sensuality that could not be denied. When he finished his performance, she found that her heart was pounding, tingles working their way along her skin. She wasn't sure exactly what he did to her or how she felt about it, but it was real, and she felt it down to her soul. In the weeks that followed, she observed another phenomenon, the familiarity displayed between her husband and Adam. She knew they had grown close, of course, but watching their body language, comforting and reassuring, relieved and joyful, underscored the depth of the friendship. Chris had never been shy of touch, but the ease with which he interacted with Adam intrigued her. Without even realizing it, Adam became the prism through which she viewed their experience. He was American Idol, she felt. In so many ways, he was who everyone aspired to be. Confident, talented, eye-catching and fascinating. An idol in the truest sense. Someone to either emulate or revere from afar. Worthy of admiration. And when she began to feel overwhelmed by his presence, started to feel concerned with how he overshadowed Chris by his very being, she would remember his laugh and easy friendship and total acceptance of both of them, and she would feel like they belonged. It was a mentoring day, and Adam had been the fortunate first, while Chris's turn wouldn't come for a couple of hours. Katie gave a small sigh and tried not to fidget. People who thought television was all excitement and glamour were seriously mistaken. Of course, Chris noticed her boredom. Why don't you go out? He suggested. I'm not going to be done for a while, and I need to work on this arrangement some more anyway. She hated to leave after lucking out into being allowed in the mansion on a shoot day, but she knew he was right. It wouldn't do for him to be distracted. Okay, she said, leaning over to give him a kiss. She stood. See you later. Adam came around the corner in time to hear their exchange. Where are you off to, Kit Kat? He bestowed the nickname immediately upon meeting her, and it made her smile. Out, I don't know. She shrugged ruefully. I'm distracting Chris. Well, it's about time he should have to deal with one, he said, playfully narrowing his eyes at Chris. Chris stared back, wide-eyed and innocent. Katie had to laugh, even if she wasn't in on the joke. Come on, Adam said brightly, holding out a hand to Katie. I'll take you shopping. Suddenly looking forward to her exile, Katie took his hand and followed. Oh my God, look at this! Adam's voice came from behind her, and she turned. You would look so fabulous in this. He was holding up a little sea green cocktail dress, the fabric shimmery and sexy, with a cut lower than anything Katie had ever had occasion to wear. You have to get this for the show. Katie reached out and touched the dress, admiring how the fabric flowed like water under her fingertips. It's beautiful, but a little too much for Idol, don't you think? She asked. I'm not performing after all. Hello, you have to wear it to the finale, Adam retorted, as if it was obvious. The finale? Katie laughed, startled. You're getting a little ahead of yourself, aren't you? Adam shook his head. You and Chris, you haven't mastered the art of positive thinking, have you? Then he was in motion. Come on, you have to try this on, and then you have to buy it. And Katie was tripping after him, laughing, neither willing nor able to resist. They were having lunch together on the patio of an Italian restaurant, enjoying the most fantastic weather Katie had ever seen. Oh, this is so fabulous, Adam said, throwing his head back dramatically as he tasted a scallop from his butter-drenched pasta. I will hate myself in the morning, but right now, he moaned and Katie giggled. Though they hadn't done anything particularly noteworthy, if shopping in Los Angeles with a future rock star could ever be ordinary, Katie had enjoyed herself immeasurably with the exotic creature across from her. Adam's open pleasure in the simplest thing was infectious. And though Katie knew she was hardly the sophisticated LA native that he was, he never hesitated to share her awe and amazement in the city around her. Thanks for taking me out today, she said, smiling. I never would have known where to go. Oh, I love it, Adam exclaimed. It's so cool hanging out with you. Chris talks about you all the time. They may have been together for years, but the thought still makes Katie blush. Aw, and you guys are so cute about it. Adam smiled at her indulgently, and Katie couldn't help but laugh. Hey, I kind of love him, she replied with a little shrug. He's the best. Adam's smile softened. Yeah, he is, he agreed. And there was an undercurrent to his voice that made Katie look at him a little closer. But, Adam's voice brightened, and he struck a pose. He's not as fabulous as me. She laughed and returned to her meal. They fell into a relationship that was easy, comfortable. Adam had become so much a part of Chris's world, and therefore her own, that it simply felt like a natural extension of their relationship. Katie began joking about Adam being Chris's other wife, the one who shared his space and meals and moment-to-moment anxieties. Because Katie wasn't allowed to. To her relief, she found that it made the separation easier. If she couldn't be there, she knew that Adam would look after Chris with the same care that she herself would. On those precious hours and days that she would get to spend with her husband, she found herself looking forward to seeing Adam with an intensity that surprised her. They made an effort to at least share one meal together, catching up and teasing and laughing and making Chris blush. The three of them made a happy unit, content and comfortable. And Katie almost couldn't remember those couple of months of marriage when it was just she and Chris. It was never difficult to get Chris talking about Adam, and it was no different leading into disco week. "You've got to hear him, Katie," he said, his hands gesturing for emphasis. "It's so haunting, a perfect mood for the song. And it's just so minimalist, you know? It's the perfect strategic move when so many of us are doing more upbeat stuff. The voters are going to go nuts." Katie sighed, finding it all too easy to envision Adam, quietly dramatic, arresting the audience with slow poignancy. "I can't wait to see it," she replied, staring off as she tried to picture it. "I bet it'll be amazing." There was a beat, and out of the corner of her eye, she could see Chris's mouth curling up in a smirk. "You have a crush on him," he teased, jostling her with his shoulder. She laughed. "No more than you do," she retorted, pushing back. Instead of laughing with her, Chris dropped his gaze and flushed, looking suddenly uncomfortable. Surprised at this response, she looked at him, and he winced when she caught his eye. "Hey," she said, putting a hand on his arm. "I was teasing. It's okay." Chris raised his head but didn't look at her. There's something about him," he said, his face stained red. "I don't know, his energy or something. I don't mean to, and I'm not making excuses, but he's got this pull to him." "He's Adam," Katie said simply, feeling it was all summed up in the name. "He's a completely unique creature, and a wonderful one. I felt it too." She shook him lightly. "You just said I have a crush. You weren't threatened by that, right?" Finally, he chuckled a little. "Of course not. He's gay." "And you're straight." "I'm not worried." She smiled and leaned over to kiss him, briefly. "Adam is Adam. I think the whole world's a little bit in love with him, or they will be by the end of the show. How could you resist when you're around him all the time?" "You really don't mind?" Chris asked, still looking a bit anxious. "No." Katie smiled, slowly, then leaned into his ear and whispered, "In fact, I think it's kind of sweet." Chris flushed deeper, but smiled, and when he waggled his eyebrows at her, she had no choice but to laugh and kiss him. On stage was the only time she felt she could watch them unguarded. A ridiculous notion, because they were on stage in front of millions. But there was something about the rawness of it all, the surging anxiety and relief, that didn't allow for many emotional barriers. So she would watch them, full of her own nerves and joy, see their full-body hugs and pats that were more like caresses, gentle touches to the knees and clasps of the arm. She would see the long looks exchanged between them, the way Adam's face would soften as he looked at Chris, the way Adam's whole world seemed to narrow to just him. She began studying him. She couldn't help it. She wasn't even sure what she was looking for. Confirmation? Grounds for jealousy? But she didn't want to be jealous, and she didn't feel threatened, even though she wondered if she should. Yet all she managed was intrigue, and she watched. They were at Starbucks when Adam noticed that her regard had changed. His animated story about the night before faltered, voice trailing off. "You like him?" She was stating the obvious, but for Adam's sake, she wanted to get it out there. His face actually paled, and in an instant, the gregarious, confident Adam was replaced with someone unsure, afraid. "Katie, I promise I'd never do anything. Please believe me." "Hey!" She reached out and grabbed his hand, gripping it tightly. "I know, I'm not accusing you of anything." He swallowed, those gray-blue eyes staring at her with a conflict and pain she'd never before seen in them. "I'm sorry," he whispered. She shook her head. "Don't be. I'm glad he has you on his side." She smiled at him, reassuring. "Besides, he's pretty special." Adam relaxed a bit, and a small smile curved his lips. "Yeah, he is," he agreed softly, his cheeks flushing as he glanced away. Katie smiled and let him be. When, right before homecoming week, Chris appeared with his thumbnail painted black, she lifted his hand and kissed it. It felt nothing but right that Adam would, in some small way, be accompanying them home. The finale was an experience in the surreal, a fairy tale where the only unhappy thing was the fact that it had to end. Katie had spent all week telling herself how excited she would be when Adam won, and by the time of the show, she discovered that she actually was. When Chris's name was called, she almost didn't know how to respond. It was a moment suspended in eternity, a whirlwind of screaming and hugging and crying. And at one point, she found herself bouncing up and down with Adam, who seemed nearly as overjoyed as herself. It was at the end of the night, after the after parties and the after-after parties, when Katie had reached a point of no longer knowing how she was conscious or how she could ever sleep again. They were preparing to go to the hotel, Chris with her and not at the mansion this time, his hand held tightly in hers. She saw Adam watching them, probably too tired or too drunk to realize he was doing it, with an expression of loss on his face that Katie knew had nothing to do with Idol. His eyes were gray in the bar light, lonely and dull. Those eyes stayed with her over the next few days, on the drive to the airport and on the plane as it took off. Instead of going home, she felt as if she was leaving it. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was made for Choose to Live's birthday. I hope she likes it. If you'd like to read this fic online, you can find it at community.livejournal.com/kratom_ai/10950120.html. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at patekaproductions.com. Thanks for listening!